Dennis Chippa has been let go from the North Bay Gathering Place soup kitchen. "I'm disappointed. I thought I was able to turn it around and I just couldn't," said Chippa Thursday morning. "I respect the board's decision. The board is going to go in a different direction, in a different way, with different people, in a different voice, and I'm not that voice, and I can't fault the board for their decision. Because, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm the one that should have had a better handle at the wheel." Rumors of changes at the Gathering Place had been swirling around the community for weeks. Beta Day reached out to Peter Gregory, chair of the Gathering Place Board of Directors, on Saturday. Gregory gave no comment when asked if Chippa was still working with the organization. "Gathering Place struggles. It has been a tough year for the local soup kitchen." In August of 2024, Chippa told Beta Day the not-for-profit organization was having some issues with Revenue Canada and had refinanced the building on Castle Street to help make ends meet. See related. Gathering Place says warming center big reason for its financial woes. On September 1st, the Gathering Place made the call to cut several staff members and decrease their meals to 5 meals a week, one a day and lunch only. In the financials listed on the Gathering Place website, it's revealed the organization lost $187,291 in 2023 compared to $31,156 in 2022. The organization took on an additional $150,000 in wages and benefits in 2023 and added $84,000 in security costs, which Peter Gregory points to supporting and operating the warming center on Fraser Street last year as reasons for that escalation. "We were dealing with conditions in the warming center that we had not seen before as far as the kind of numbers, the kind of demand," said Chippa. "It was a thing that the numbers were so incredibly high and the demand at our place was still incredibly high, so it was really difficult to juggle both. Donations down." Chippa says he is responsible for the fact that he didn't react or realize how much donations were dropping. "I own that," said Chippa. "I did not keep track accurately enough of the downturn in donations that came in, and I think that is part of it. When you are putting $12,000 in the bank, it sounds like a lot of money, but to realize that 2 years before that $12,000 was $18,000 and I had not noticed it. The numbers were still coming in, but we were not seeing the amounts. The amounts over Christmas and the New Year were steady, but it was the amount donated that I didn't notice." Decorated Citizen. Chippa was named the 2024 Kiwanis Citizen of the Year in April as recognition for his efforts at the Gathering Place and the Warming Center. See related. Chippa is Kiwanis Citizen of the Year. See related. Award-winning community leader named Gathering Place Executive Director. He was named the Executive Director at the Gathering Place in May of 2016, replacing Jill Clark. He was an original member of the Gathering Place Board of Directors back in 2002. He also received an Order of Ontario in January of 2016 for his community efforts with AIDS Committee of North Bay and area, but also volunteering at the Warming Center and Haleyfest. In 2020, Chippa was given an honorary degree in the humanitarian category from Nipissing University. Taking some time. Chippa, who has worked in the media at CTV, Cogeco, and as a freelance writer at Beta Day, along with running his own consulting business, says he will take some time for himself. "I've done a lot of stuff over the years for a lot of people, and I'm going to take a little bit of time for me and a little bit of self-care for a while," said Chippa. "I am looking forward, but I am also looking back at all the relationships I had through the years of the Gathering Place, the community members, the folks that would come in. I will miss them. I will miss my relationships with the volunteers along with the amazing staff." With files from Stu Campaign.